It's now time for Locker Room Chat, and I'm joined by Onega Girls basketball coach Craig Boswell after their Twin Valley League tournament they hosted this past week. And coach, this was tough. You guys were unable to come away with a win, but you guys came really close in your first consolation game against Blue Valley Randolph. You fell 46-44. Your thoughts on how that one transpired?
I thought our team competed well throughout the game. We just could not finish at the end of the game. We were up by three, I think, with a minute left in the game, and we just kind of made some bad decisions with the ball, and it's kind of been the story of the year. We just got to get better taking care of the ball at the end of the games. But, you know, hats off to Blue Valley. They didn't give up, and, you know, it came down to the wire, and we had our chance to win that game. But we just got to get better. We're a young group, and I think as the year goes on, and hopefully we can get more experience and play with a little bit more confidence when we get into tight games like that.
Then the second consolation game, a tough one. You guys fall 66-15. Turnover is an issue on offense. Their defense is pretty suffocating as well. And on top of that, Troy was just making some crazy shots, as you told me. So tell me how this one kind of went.
Yeah, Troy, you know, the first couple minutes they were hitting, you know, 2-3 feet behind the arc. And, you know, and again, it comes with experience when they start out a game like that, you know, we just need to kind of know, like, all right, now we need to come out and put more pressure on the perimeter. And they just kind of put it to us a little bit. And we kind of were in panic mode for a little bit or throughout the whole game, excuse me. And we just couldn't calm down. They played a 1-3-1 type of trap on defense. And our girls, you know, we were just kind of waiting for one another to do something. And we were very stagnant all game. When Bridget Campbell got, you know, in foul trouble the first minute in the second quarter, that's kind of when it took off for Troy. And we need to have Bridget Campbell on the court just to help us get the ball across the court as well. And just a little bit more leadership she brings to the table. But ultimately, you know, it was a very bad game for us, but it's going to be very important this next game, how we respond, physically, competitively, and ultimately for Onega basketball.
So, Coach, now you guys take on a Lynn team they're a tough team. They went into this tournament ranked in Class 182. They fell out of the rankings, but they are a team that really can push you to your brink and play tough basketball. So I want to get your thoughts on what it's going to take down the Bulldogs coming up here.
Yeah, they're a fun little group to watch. I kind of was able to scout them a little bit during the TVL tournament, and they're coached well. They've got several good outside shooters, and they got a really nice post player. She finishes well. She's got a soft touch underneath the basket. And we're going to have to come out and, you know, match their play. They're going to come out aggressive. They're going to probably man press us, go man the entire game, switch it up with some zone here and there. But we just got to make sure that we take care of the ball, especially when we play against a team like Lynn. You know, if we throw the ball away too much, they can definitely put the game away. So we just got to make sure we stay calm and play our basketball, and it's a good thing that we have them at home.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this upcoming week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.